1450 WHTC. We are Holland's hometown station. I'm Brent Allen, and this is the Holland Christian Community Connection. And again, today, we're being joined by Mark Van Dyke. Mark is the principal at the Holland Christian Middle School. Mark, good to see you again.
Thanks for having me, Brent. Can't tell you how many people said they heard us last week, and so that's a real tribute to WHTC. So thanks for the opportunity.
I bet it's fun for you to be noticed, and people hear your voice and say, "Hey, Mark, I heard you on the radio."
There was more than a few this past week, and I wouldn't doubt there'll be a few more this week.
Oh,
so we're excited
awesome.
About that. Oh, so thank
great.
You.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And you're excited about what you do every day at the middle school over there at Holland Christian. I know that. Can you tell me a little bit about the Chapel Spiritual Growth Program today?
Yes. You know, Brent, we take obviously the whole concept of doing school, from the academics to the extracurricular to the social interactions that kids have, and those things become really big at middle school. And but one of the things that's really consistent through all of Holland Christian is kind of the Chapel Spiritual Growth Program that really we try to encourage for all of our students, and the staff benefit greatly by it too. There's probably two parts to it that maybe I'd like to share with you a little bit today.
Sure, go ahead.
One of them is our small group leadership program. And what we actually do at the end of the seventh grade year, we have students apply to be leaders of our small group program. And the small group program meets twice a month on Wednesdays, and it's a combination Bible study. It's a prayer and share time where kids are really caring for the things that are important and on the hearts of students, and both at home and at school. And then there's a short Bible study, and it's led by students, blessed by the adult who's part of it. And I'm part of a small group, have a great leader again this year, and it's just wonderful to see the growth of a young person in a school year, leading other students to do it so willingly and in such a mature, capable way. It's a blessing.
Great idea. And like you're talking about, they get so much by helping other people. They get so much out of it themselves.
They really do.
It's awesome.
They really do. And it's a plus for the leader. And their peers are remarkably respectful, contribute well, and use it for really what it's intended in such a fine way. We're blessed by that opportunity.
Blessed in so many ways. Well, how about the second part? What is that all about?
You know, what we like to do beyond our small group leadership program and is let the kids know, too, that the corporate worship of having the whole student body together is such a valuable thing. And so what we do with one of our staff members, Mrs. Linda Baker, she's a talented musician herself. She actually creates a seventh grade and an eighth grade praise team. And these are young people who are musically talented, have a real courage and capability to stand up in front of their peers and lead praise and worship singing. And they contribute every time to our all-school chapels. And it's a treat, because if I go back a few years and I find myself walking in their shoes, I would have not been so quick to choose that type of participation.
Sure, sure. So, it's neat that it's available to them. It really
is. It is. It's a remarkable, it's another one of those things that the students do that with such confidence that they're able to stand and lead their peers in praise and worship singing. And we're blessed by that opportunity as well. Fits in nicely with our school theme this year, which is Sing Like Never Before from the Psalms.
Really? You have a different theme every year?
Every year.
That's a very cool idea.
And we try to have that theme continue as a thread through all of our K-12 grade levels. And it takes a little different appearance in each of the buildings, but it's a common thread that all students and all staff participate in.
What a cool idea. See, I've learned something new today, too. Just when you think you know it all about Holland Christian Schools, there you go.
Brent, thanks for your time. We'll see you next week. We've got a few more topics yet to cover.
Yes, we do. Mark Van Dyke, principal at Holland Christian Middle School, thank you for joining us today here on the Holland Christian Community Connection on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.